We mentioned that there are different shitas that can become kikir. Shitas Rashi, tam kikir drabona. But, and Rashi seems to say once it's in cool and once it's bottle barov, that's the cutoff point. After that, once you have rov, then it's only drabonim. And the question is, but the Gemara says that rov is not the cutoff point. It's gezayis mechteach yilas pras. So what do you do to that? So if you say like the Melchas Kohen, that Gemara gezayis mechteach yilas pras is talking about the isis be'en. Like the mushel I gave you with the raisin challah, right? It's for N. So then there's nothing to do with Bittul. It's a question of whether you're going to violate a nisser of eating a kezayis. And the Rashi is talking about when it's not for N. That would be I don't know if that's the simple pshat in the Gemara, but that would be a simple teretz if you would say like that, right? Now, the other teretz is the teretz of the Beis Yosef. So we said it over a certain way. Yisrael Frankel came over to me and said maybe we should say it over a different way. And I think one year I said it one way, one year I said it. I looked in people's notes from the past. Yisrael Frankel was saying that, Rabbi Tuchman also, that the idea being that if it's Kazayis B'Chayis Pras, that's the cutoff point. So then basically what you'd have to say, I think someone had this in their notes from a previous year, that the cutoff point would be Te'achilas Pras. In other words, we say that when Rashi says Rov, it doesn't, that it would be Te'achilas Pras. And then you'd have to move the bar. So up to Te'achilas Pras is a Daraisa, and from 6 to 60 is Drabon. Then you'd have to take the word Rov out of, and somehow maneuver that word. Somehow, but that seems to be, as Rabbi Yisrael Frankel pointed out, what the Beis Yosef maybe is saying. If you say like the Mechaz Kohen, then you keep the word rov for komo, and Mechadayis Lechias Pras is not talking about bittul, it's talking about be'en. So then you don't have any, you don't have to take anything out of the simple readings. Then we saw the Shitas of the Rambam is that that up to Vitechilas Pras is Daraisa, and after that, from 6 to 60, is Drabon. And that's what Rishal pointed out, is the Rambam together in Hilchos Nozir, where the Rambam says that that Mishras is the Chiddush, that you go Vitechilas Pras. And then, so those are the first two sheets. Then we have Rav Chaim Cohen that says that up to Kazayich of Zechilas Pras, 2 to 1, 3 to 1, 4 to 1, etc., is a Daraisa. And not only is it a Daraisa, but it's Heter Nishapach Leos Isser. So even if you just eat one Kazayich of food, then you violate. And this is the Raisa, not only this is the Raisa. That even if you eat only one Kezayis, you're going to get Malchus. Even though technically it wasn't a full Kezayis of Isser. Because other things were, if you eat one Kezayis, for sure it wasn't a Kezayis of Isser. Because the other things, the Heter was also, was there. But the Heter is Nishapik Leos Isser. After that, it could be a Daraisa up to 60, but then you won't say Heter Nishapik. Then it could probably only be a chatzi shir or something like that. Or maybe if you eat it quickly, you can maybe get a kezayis in. But the kids, it will be a daraisa after that. And the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that up to 60 is daraisa, and heter nishapach leos isser. So if you eat one kezias up to 60, you're going to get a nisr malchus. So on each thing, you always have to be done. Is it bottle? Is it not bottle? And then how much do you have to eat to get the isser or not? So if you have to get malchus or not? You have to eat a whole kezias of isser or just any random kezias, even though it's not full of isser, but the heter is hapech. Where are you reading? What page are you reading?
Page number one. The Gemara about the Zara.
Yeah.
So it seems...
Where are you reading from?
From the Rashi. The end of the Rashi.
Rashi... Yeah, which line?
So for...
Right. Well, it's talking about being mixed in. That's why it's a time thing, because it's mixed in. If you just eat a piece of treif meat at the end, so then, of course I'm going to eat it with the achilas pras if I eat it normally, because I'm just eating the thing. But here, it got these pieces of meat were like little raisins. Picture in your mind that each piece of raisin in the challah is really a piece of treif meat.
So then
it's spread out. So then that's the part that it's going to be too difficult to eat it. The achilas pras because it's spread out.
According to the Rabbeinu Tam and how we're saying, it seems even if I would just take my time, but as long as I would have that measurement of 1 and 6, then
according to Rabbeinu Tam, you just have to eat one kezias. So even if you eat one kezias, say, and most of it is challah, say in the challah example, when the raisins are pieces of treif meat, and I'll eat just But he's talking about when it's Einu Nikr. The question is this Gemara talking about that it's Nikr or Einu Nikr? That's the big question. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the simple way to answer Rabbeinu Tam would say this Gemara is talking about Nikr. But it's and Nikr has nothing to do with Vittel. Because it's Nikr. So then the only question is, so then you won't get Malchus, but if it's Nisarev and it's Einu Nikr, that would be different.
Later, you see in that Rashi on top of Sama Zayin on the base, the first Rashi, Ambo of Amoshe says, Gram Kelish no Lidero, or Kelish no on Muach, Shein Amoshe Ba'en. That's the case of Tambo of Amoshe, that's the case of Smat or Raisa. Where do you see the base Yosef's Shad in Rashi in these words? Because the Beis Yosef said, if it gets lost, if the Isser gets lost in the heter, if the chelev gets lost in the chol.
Well, the way we said it over today was what Yisrael Frankel said.
Where do you see
the difference is whether you have the achilas pras or you don't have achilas pras. Not the way I said it over the
last week.
Okay, there is a Gemara on page 18. Sari Chesam Rao. Who palded the zeis of the tarbet enough of the dikul of the bisra? you have a half of, you have a dikul de bistro, a pot of meat. Say you have a pot of cholent, full of meat. Okay? And then a half of a kezias of chalev fell in. Okay? And then say it, you know, it's dispersed. And it's Eino Nikar, page 18. So what would you say the din is? Parshat says, you have to see whether you have shishim, right? You have shishim connected to chalev. Chalev is aser. So that would be the simple prat, right? So the Gemara says, Sover mar baravashi l'shure betlosin palvi v'zeisa. He said, no, maybe you only need shloshim. The bottle was shloshim. So if you have, the iser was only a chatzi kezayis, so maybe you only need shloshim. Now, what's the shir shloshim? I never heard of a shir shloshim. What's the shir shloshim? I thought you need shishim. So Mara Rashi thought shloshim. So Amale Avua, so his father said, Lava mina lecha, didn't I tell you, lo tezalzel b'shiurim derabbanan? You shouldn't be mezalzel b'shiurim. And even something that's an issur derabbanan, you shouldn't be mezalzel. Certainly, over here, it's an issur deraisa, because it's chatzi shiur. V'od, Ha'amar Rav Yochanan chatzi shiur osu min ha-Torah. Chatzi shiur is osu min ha-Torah. So therefore, what should be the din? Shishim. You should need shishim in the basar. Can I get this piece of chalev that fell in? Because whenever you have a dover iser, you need shishim kenegdo. So that was the question. Why? He's saying, you think we could be bimekel, it's only chatzi shiur, so you're already bimekel that we shouldn't need a regular din shishim, only din shloshim. I said, you should never be mekel in the shiurim, even a nisa drabbanan, even a nisa drabbanan, and certainly we hold this is a nisa deraisa. You need shishim half kezeisim.
That what he meant when he said shloshim, or that was...
Well, he understood, maybe that's what he meant, but his father understood him to mean that he meant shloshim hef kezesim. Yeah. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So the Chazon Ish has a kash on this Gemara. Because this Gemara clearly says that if you don't have a shear bittel, then what? Then it's an iser chatzi shear. Right? If you have a shear bittel, whatever the shear bittel is, then it's mutter. If you don't have a shear bittel, then the whole meduber is what? It's chatzi shear, because that's what fell in. Chatzi shear. So the question is, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's Rabbeinu Tam Shita? That when something falls in and you don't have shishim, so heter is hapech, not only daraisa, more than that. That's more than just saying daraisa, because daraisa would mean it's daraisa, and then, but then you have to eat a full shear of the iser itself. Yeah, but what's the whole cholent becomes osur, but what's the aveira? What's the consequences? You see, you have to realize Rabbeinu Tam is saying two chidushim. Rabbeinu Tam is saying, now I'll scoop out one kezais. Now, so look in my spoon. What do I have? It looks like a lot of meat, and maybe there's some pieces of disintegrated chaylev. But one kazayis that I scooped is definitely not a kazayis of chaylev. Most of it is meat. Right? But what's Rabbeinu Tam Shita?
After this happens, the whole mixture becomes...
The whole is, so therefore, even if I eat one kazayis, which does not mean that there was one a full kazayis of what? Of chaylev, because it's 95% meat, and maybe 5% of chaylev, I still get what? Malchus. Even though Malchus requires a kazayis of what? Of Isser. And there's not Isser here. You don't have a kazayis of Isser in any discriminate scoop of meat. But that's the din of Heter, Mishapech, Leos Isser. But then if that would be the case, so why does the Gemara call it Chatzishir? Why does the Gemara call it Chatzishir? Mechora, you're going to get Malchus here. Because you, if you didn't have Shishim, but we're trying to make sure you don't violate the din Malchus, right? So even though you didn't have a full shear of Chalev, but because of the din of Hetzin is Hapech, it's going to be what? It's going to be what? It's going to be Malchus. So why does the Gemara say, Vol Chatzishir is Osim Minat Torah? Who cares? We're not talking about Chatzishir. Yeah, Chatzishir did fall in. But since there's a din of Hetzin is Hapech, then it's not a din, it's a Chatzishir. See, if I just have a piece of Chatzishir in front of me here, I have a half a piece of hamburger, a half a kazayis, and that's all I eat, is that half kazayis. Nothing else is mixed in. So that's Chatzishir. But here, the Chatzishir Isser contaminated the rest of the thing, because there was not Shishim Tevavatel. So then what? Then the whole thing is so there's definitely more than a kazayis in the pot. Right? So then how could the Gemara call it Chatzishir? It's not Chatzishir. You hear his kasha? You have to think about the kasha. No, it's the Rosh Hashiva of Karen Biavna used to say, Rav Goldbach Satzal. He used to say, you have to prepare for a shear. If you don't prepare, then the Maggid Shear makes problems for you. He gives you solutions. But without him, you didn't have the problem. Because you didn't prepare, so you didn't realize the problem. So what do you need the Maggid Shear for? Who needs it for? But at first, so first you have to feel the problem. And then you come to the Shear, you can appreciate the solution. But if you never lived with the problem, then you don't know. That's what the Reb Goldbach Satzal used to say. Okay, but at least feel the problem now. Okay.
The point of the Gemara is that Mar Baravashi thought barely in a happy shear only up to the Rabbanan. And therefore, you can acknowledge all the shear. So that's why Baravashi told him, first of all, even if you put stuff,
right. But the question is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not even Chatzishir.
Even there are
but this is the, in other words, even if it was a Chatzishir that fell in, but it's in this Hapet, makes it a Shir Sholem. So therefore, see, I want you to, right?
You basically have the same ratio of Rabbeinu Tam's kuka hat and not missing. You don't have shishim.
Right.
Because that's with kiddiyah, it's fast.
Right.
It's not called shishim, so you have that window.
That window.
You can say, cool, it's happened to this.
Right.
Our case here
with right, so then it's not nothing to do with the list of Hatshishir. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Shir Sholem.
Even in what fell in was a Pachas Mekashir.
Right. So you gotta think. I want you to appreciate the question. then you can tell me you don't think it's a question, but at least appreciate what the Chazon Ish thought. So to this, the Chazon Ish makes a comment. He says, "Hine lo matzinu le'echad min ha-rishonim she-sover hetem sabach v'yos yisr b'chtayach b'tam ki-ikar b'leke k'zayis b'chtayach chilas pras." He says, there's no Rishon in the world who holds hetem sabach v'yos yisr if it's more than k'zayis b'chtayach chilas pras. We have Reb Chaim Cohen, right? Chaim Cohen says 1 to 2, 3 to 2, 2 to 2, 2 to 1, 3 to 1, 4 to 1, it's still hetem sabach. Once exactly Achilles' process is still the Raisim, but then you don't say Hedin's Hapik. That's Reb Chaim Cohen. So I always thought the Rebbeinu Tam holds Hedin's Hapik up to Shishin. That's the Lashon Harash. And the Chazon Ish denies. He says there's no person in the world that can hold this way because it's a Beferish Gemara, not that way. And that's a big Yisod in life that you can't go against a Beferish Gemara as hard as you try. It just can't go against the Gemara. So the Gemara seemingly is talking about, obviously it's not Kizak Techilas Pras. He has, at least Shloshim or something like that. So he's saying, okay, Shloshim, but maybe Shloshim is not good enough, but it was probably around Shloshim. So it wasn't Kizak Techilas Pras, right? So Chazon Ish says, so you see from this Gemara, you don't say Hetin is Hapek, which calls it a Chatzichir, right? But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, so therefore he denies that there's such a shita. He says, Lo matzinu lechad min rishon shudover hetem misapach lios isa b'tam ki ikar b'dleket kizayin chliach lios as u'gemara aruchahi. It's a beferish of Gemara, chulin, the palgat the zeis of the tar, b'adamra lo tisalto b'shir d'rabon. Vot chatsi shir osu min ha-torah. Im Isa the Tamki Iker Hetem Misapech the Isa Halo Yishkan Shir Sholim. So he learns that right, yeah. So he'll learn that.
Is he arguing on the rush?
He says Lo Matzino. Unless I'll say, the Pesach of any time, the Tanki Iker Minu Deraisim, Yev Shanosim is the time behetin the Epach Kulo, the Osisim, Lokin Lof, Saikiyun Kulo Osim. And he seems to say that Gemara is talking about Nikar Isser, and that's how he with Rabbeinu Tam, right? But it seems that so he's arguing with the Rush in essence.
Lo Matzinu.
Not like Matzinu. Is he saying that the Rush had to misinterpreted the Rebbe Tam? Is that what he's saying?
Sure. So then at least you have the Rush
rule. Right, within Rebbe Tam. Right. But he's what he says.
Right.
Lo Matzinu. No, he says you can only say it up to Kazai for the Kayaklea's Pras, that you that you'll get Well, he's not saying, he's saying Rabbeinu Tam never said it.
But we know Rabbeinu Tam said Malchus on Tam Shekhar.
Right, so that can only say it. But it was the only. You can only say it like Reb Chaim Cohen said it. And you want to say Rabbeinu Tam is different, you can't say that. Because if you say that, you're against the Gemara, and you can't be against the Gemara. Yeah, Israel.
It's talking about heter and mitzari, right? Not heter and mitzari. So there's a difference between those two.
Where are you reading?
First, he has the Rosh Hashanah game, then blah blah blah. Then he goes on to talk about heter and mitzari.
You're right. In Shas, we have these two different phraseologies, but the mitzvah means that it's going to be mitzvah to the Shia, because it's a topic. So, what do you say? You understand? In other words, the standard way you read the Rush is that up to Shishim, it's not only it's not Batel, but any discriminant desire, he's going to say, Heter Nesapech Liozissa. But the Chazanish says you can't say such a thing. There was a new Sefer that came out over the Bein Hazmanim from the Chazanish. Fascinating Sefer. This guy, Shraga, it was like one of his confidants, you know, wrote some interesting things about the Chazanish. You have to see it.
Yeah,
there was a Chaim Cohen Shita, that's a plausible Shita. He says, but you can't say, that there's another Shita, and if the Rush said it, so what?
It seems like the Rush is going with Rav Natan. He quotes the Chaim Cohen second,
right? So the question is there a way out? Could you still say that? Is the Chazanish's is proof so irrefutable? So let's take a look that there seems to be a Rabbi Kiva Eger that also says the same thing as the Chazanish. Take a look here on page 20. On page 20, when Psachim Memdal Ramadei, Zetanya Rabbi Kiva Omer, Nozir Sheshara Pito B'Yayim. A Nozir took a piece of bread, he dipped it in wine. V'ochal Kizayis V'Pas U'M'Yayim. And he ate a Kizayis. And the Kizayis is partially bread and partially wine, because it's soaked in. So if you eat one kezayis, you're having a mixture of both. So Rashi says, In other words, if it's spread throughout the whole thing, that it would be tam ki ikr, and then the pas would become like iser. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says on page 21, the chorash anisha marke b'divrei Rashi chosav diul poshar ayad kol pas avet pligar rabbana rizul Rashi the tam ki ikr hetet nepach le iser the avshe ein bo kazais tam because mokam gufa hetet nasa iser came to the tam ki. As he's saying, the Rashi is saying that if the
wine spread throughout the whole piece of bread, so when you eat a kezayis of bread, you'll be eating a chatzi kezayis of wine, a chatzi kezayis of bread, then you get malchus. So he says, but how can that be? Tamuli misugi the chulin. I palka the zaysa the tarba. Lutazalza mishur the rabbon. Halafia hashash. Yesh batam
chelav who is a deraisa. That means kizayis is there. Alidei shenishbach ahedel is there. Varei savik v'deraisa. It's arachin. Whereas he asked the same question that is pointed out that the Chazanish asked. The Chazanish didn't really ask in Rabbeinu Tam. He just made this comment that no one could say what we claim Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Rabbi Kiva Eger is asking the same question on this Rashi. Because if you're saying that Rashi is learning that if the wine goes, penetrates the whole piece of bread, and now you just eat a kezias, which will incorporate part wine and part challah, you'll get malchus. He says, so how could you say such a thing? Because the Gemara says that it's called Hatishir. So don't you see that you don't say it? Yeah. Oh. So what do you say, Rabbi Yosef? I want you to feel the kasha here.
The kasha from those here, because maybe you are eating a shir shalim with the yad. Why are we assuming that you're not? Meaning if the whole thing has been done yad, right?
No, he says. Because it says shor pito b'yayin v'ochel kezayis b'pasu m'yayin. That means the kezayis is from the pasu yayin. So it's talking about
that
it wasn't this pashet. But if it wasn't this pashet, if the chatzis, no, it's right. Talking about chatzis zayis of pasu chatzis. So he's saying the machlokis is if it's not in this pashet, then it's machlokis rabbanon. Yeah, but if it is this pashet, then it's going to be tamki ikur. And that, for sure, there's going to be malchus.
So maybe when the Gemara is illustrating that in the Sarat Lister, it's talking about eight chatzis zayis pas chatzis zayis yayin. But Rashi is extending it to a new case. You just know that if the yayin went the whole thing, and maybe you ate the whole thing.
But the whole thing is only a kezayis. It's chatzis zayis. The whole thing is only a kezayis. It's shora pito b'yayin v'ochol kezayis b'pasu m'yayin. So the whole thing is a.
So if it's fully saturated with wine, and you eat the whole thing, are you eating the zayis of yayin?
So you can eat a chatzi zayis of yayin and a chatzi zayis of.
But if it's shor of the whole thing, so meaning the case in the Gemara is it's half. Right? It's
parch.
Half.
Right. It's shor parch. So then, part of the bread doesn't have any yayin in it. So that's a question whether the heter is.
Right.
It started because there wasn't contaminated by the. But if it penetrated the whole thing, then Rashi says that Kuli Alma, it's going to be a malchus. Kuli Alma is going to be malchus, and you ate the whole thing. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, but how could it be malchus? The Gemara says beferish that a chatzis fell in the dikul of the bitzro. It's only called a chatzis shir, and here Rashi's saying it's called shir sholim.
But here, don't you have a full shir of yain?
No, chatzis shir.
If it's shara pito, the whole thing is shara.
Shara, so meaning you have a chatzi kezayis of wine and a chatzi kezayis of bread.
Yeah, but when you said it's tam kikker, maybe it's shara and a kezayis of
yain. But he's
meaning Rashi is talking. The Gemara has mitzvah to listen. Rashi is now talking about a new case. Okay, I'm talking about a new case.
Okay, you could say that, but Rabbi, that's not how, okay.
And
I'm saying the way Rabbi Kiva Eger understood it. Let's see how Rabbi Kiva Eger understood it. The point I'm trying to make is Rabbi Kiva Eger understood it this way, and he asked the same kasha. Now you want to give a teretz to Rabbi Kiva Eger?
Maybe the reason why it's only shara half is because only you don't have half the yayin.
Right, but the point that we're trying to articulate here is Rabbi Kiva Eger's understanding of this Rashi is the same way that the Chazanish who was trying to debunk the fact that there could be Rishonim that say. Beyond the he says it doesn't exist because of that. He's making the same point, the same exact point from that same Gemara on this Rashi. Now you want to say a different Pshat Rashi? Okay, fine. But this is what. So what's the answer? So what do you say? Anyone want to suggest an answer? You had a question. Yeah, you want to say an answer? You want to verify? You want to clarify?
Yeah. Maybe.
What do you want to do? What's your objective in life?
How can you ask on that from something that Rashi says is there a bum? Rashi's a cool, is there a bum?
No, but he's saying according to the sheet of Tom Kieker. Yeah, okay, I mean, but this Rashi is assuming it's the rice.
Does
it? Yeah, does it? No,
I'm saying it's the same Rashi. Rashi holds it. Everyone knows that nothing is the rice. It's a positive initial. Rashi. So, I'm saying you can't ask a Kashi from who and you'll have another. Why can't you even ask a Kashi?
I don't understand your question.
It seems like Rukiya is asking Akasha from the Gemara Kuhn says there's such a thing as Chatzashir.
Right.
On Rashi by Nazar. And he says, how does Rashi do this Gemara? Rashi basically says Nazar.
So the case was that only Chatzashir penetrated. So there's Machlokis where the Mitzvah Chala that doesn't have any wine in it to the chatzishir of wine. So Rashi says, but if the whole thing penetrated, then there's a tamkiker in the whole thing. So then you get malchus, even though there was only a chatzishir that fell in. So Rabbi Kiva is asking Akasha, but how could Rashi say that? I thought when a chatzishir falls in, it's still chatzishir. That's the Gemara Kulin.
Maybe you ever been a time at this time of Isser is only if you start off with a Kazayas of Isser has a koyach to say kulo at the head of this time of Isser, but if you have a Ketizayas, you can't have a Ketizayas into a Zayas.
Yeah. So
you don't have a sheer to generate the whole thing.
So I was in Murashat Kolo in 78, 79, 80, 81, another summer. But 82 and 83, I wasn't there. So in 82, 83, they learned, Rabbi Willig learned one year Chulin and one year Menachos. I wasn't there. So in the Chulin year, in the 82, 83, he wanted to say basically what you're saying. That maybe Hetin is Hapech, Lios Isser, is that like it becomes a carbon copy. So if a Kazayis falls in, so then every Kazayis that you eat, we view as a Kazayis of, but if only a Chatzi Kazayis falls in, then it can generate to become a Kazayis. Because it can't be, it can't multiply more than it itself is. We're trying to answer the Kash of the Chazanish. Wait, I'm saying, no, that's not what the Chazanish will say. And therefore, that's what he's saying, that if you don't have a Kazayis with Chayachilas Pras, then you don't say Hetin is Hapech. Because if you're going to say Hetin is Hapech, then you're going to take something that's not a Kazayis, and you're going to generate it to become...
You're making the mixture worse than
the original thing.
Itself.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is... No, this will this will explain why the Chazanish says Bamatzino. So he's saying, no, it's not true, because that Gemara is talking about Dafke Chatzi Zayis. So Chatzi Zayis can't generate a Zayis Shalem. But if you have a Zayis Shalem, even though you don't have Zayis Chayachinos Pras, that could generate another. Every piece is a Zayis. So that's what Rabbi Willick suggested in the early 80s.
It's just a spoiler, though, right?
In other words, we're dealing with a problem. And it's, the Rosh is quoting Rabbi Tan to say, you say it, and the Gemara seems to say you don't. So maybe the answer is, because when it's a Chatzis of Kazayis, then it can't be generated through Tan more than what the original catalyst was. And I think they point out in the Placey here on page 26, he says that as well. This I saw a quote, I think maybe the Binyan Yashu, one of the strong quotes is the second arrow. Literally, Kevin de Bolarak Mechatzik Zais Bosser Afra Benotam Moda de Enkal Malchus. He may olam lo haya ha'isu kashiyah.
So he agrees with whom?
So this is far as what Rabbi Willick said.
This is what the Chazon Ish suggests himself.
No, Chazon Ish says that really you should say it's a Shir Sholem. So how does he? Chazon Ish learned that even a Chatzi Kazayis should be able to generate a Kazayis. So the only reason it doesn't is because you don't have. But if you have Kazayis Mechayachinas Pras, even though it's a Chatzi Shir, it would generate. In other words, what's it then if you have a Chatzi Shir and a Chatzi Shir of a Chatzi Kazayis Mechayachinas Pras? So then Chazanish's Moda, you say, had to Nishapik. But according to these people, they say no. When you didn't have. When the original thing wasn't a full kazayis, it's not going to generate more than the thing was. Harav Oken?
According to the Sutter, why should we have a kind of bottom shisha? As long as you have that one kazayis, it should go up in the Harav, it should be that it's going to happen. Because if you have that seed kazayis, it should put that
in the Hanami. So if you don't have shishim, and you have a seed kazayis, so any piece, any kazayis that you pick out of the thing, you put in your mouth, you get malchus, even though it's not full issur.
I don't understand why, even if you do have shishim, even if you have mayo, if you have that seed kazayis, that should flip.
But it's bottle.
But if you still have the kazayis,
it doesn't matter. If you need the kazayis, is only because if the kazayis generates tam, that's the din of tam ki'ikr, that it will generate that each piece is a din of kazayis. But if it doesn't generate any tam because it's bottle b'shishim, then you don't get off the ground. And so you need your seed kazayis, and then that kazayis is no same tam, so then we say every piece is like a kazayis. But if you don't have... So that's what the place he says, Rabbi Willick said. Rabbi Schiff, what do you say, Rabbi Schiff? You know, the Briskerov's son-in-law was named Schiff, you know that? Yeah, you don't know? No, you don't. So check your lineage.
It's a crazy question that was just asked. It makes it seem as though...
And one son of LaShif, another son of LaFeinstein.
It makes it seem as though what's going on is more about like Hashivos, right? Rather than actual Tom. Tom is about proportion. It shouldn't matter how much you're able to start with. Right, as long as it's in proportion to the mixture. And I think that's why what was asked was, oh, what if you have even more than shisha for the kazayis? Because if it's about the starting with kazayis rather than just about proportion, so then suddenly the proportions become much more even, right?
Right, but you need tam. If you know tam, there's nothing to speak about.
Both.
Right, it's both. No, Yisrael, do you accept this?
I'm the
What does he say? What page is it? Ooh. Yeah, wait. Yeah. So you need to actually have things passed, and if you don't. Yeah, but what if you don't have? What's the din if you have a chatzi kazayis but mechtei achilas chatzi pras? So it could be that he would hold that it's hetan es hapech, because he doesn't accept this idea. And I'm not so convinced that it's true, this idea. This parents of Rabbi Willig and the Falesi, I'm not convinced, because you could say that Umaisa, if there's no Shisha de Mavatel, even though Chatzi Shir fell in, that was the Chazon Ish Kasha, then in the Hanami, if you hold the Hetin is Hapech, the idea is, because since you marry in every Kazayis, you're Margish Tam, so then the whole kezayis is considered iser, even though it was generated by a chatzi shir, because maybe in a chanami, maybe it's not true that the chatzi shir, maybe chatzi shir could generate shir shalom, not like Rabbi Willig and the place. So then, but if you say like that, so then you can have to give another teretz to the kasha of the, if you want to deny, you're a denier of Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, it's funny, the source of Rabbeinu Tam is this rush. I don't know if we have another source of Rabbeinu Tam. It's like, usually, you can look in the Sefer HaYashar, like this is, and the rush is quoting it this way, so the Chazon Ish says, no one, you can't, it's not nitan to say such a thing. It's not nitan to say. Now, if you look in the Prima Gadim, let's look at the Prima Gadim on page 27. The Efshel Meisei Lidei Yisra Torah, Yivashlo Mitein Tam, the Hetin Hepach Lisa, Bavish Yir Sholem. So he says not that way. He says that if you have a Chatzi Shir, and you mevashel, so then what? And you don't have shishim to mevatel it, or whatever the shear is, then it could, you can generate more than was put in from the beginning. Yeah, exactly. Now, another teretz that's given
I'm just showing you
I think the Binyan Yaakov points is that someone else who doesn't accept this idea of that, this idea of the place seed. The place is saying that a chatzi shear is not going to generate more than a chatzi shear. So I'm saying that the Prima Gadim is mashma that it could generate more than it is.
He
says that the mice is nirgash because you don't have shishim. So now when I have a kezayis, I'm going to be nirgash dat chatzi shir. So who cares that I only started off with a chatzi shir? But the mice, in this kezayis, is there nirgash to tam? There is nirgash to tam. So then, even any one discriminate kezayis is going to be get malchus.
He's saying that assumes that it's not getting love. He assumes that when he's the aim of the rules, he knows he's doing good.
Yeah, I mean, if you...
He's assuming like that.
If you hold, you don't get malchus for the time being.
It's funny that that's an assumption.
Right. Yeah. Because it's a mamatzinu and you don't get... Okay, but if you... But that's a side. That's a side reason. But it'll still be an issa. The raisa. Of sheer shalom, yeah.
I'm a more technical reading the Gemara to say that... You ever meant to say that there wouldn't be an additional problem here? Right? But the whole reason why he wanted to say, oh, maybe only the Hatsi Shir Bittel and not the Hatsi, is because the Shir the Rabbanim, the Shir the Rabbanim. It doesn't mean to say that there wouldn't be other applications of, like, oh, maybe now we get into Zerif, etc.
What are you saying?
What?
Well, you're saying something. Say it again.
Saying that the fact that he responds, right, who is your Zerif in the Gemara?
Rabbi Barashi and his father.
So the fact that father says well, the Shir Darabana doesn't mean that all you end up here is a Shir Darabana. It's just saying the reason why you wanted to make this application of Hatsi Shir Bindle for a Hatsi Gedai is because Hatsi Gedai is a Shir Darabana. It doesn't mean to say that in every case of adding Hatsi Gedai that you only end up with a Shir Darabana.
Right, but why would he say that if Lamaisa is a din of Tau Kirker? You're just saying that the reason why he said this is because of what you started in, and that's why he wanted to be Mekel, even though in the end of the day, it's going to be... Yeah, that is the Pashat Pshat, seems to be. But I think the reason why they didn't want to, Chazanish and Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't want to say what you said, I think is what you said is a simple Pshat, and you're not saying it's a Chatzi Shir, you're just saying that Chatzi Shir fell in, so that's why you want to be Mekel. But they're saying, but who cares that a Chatzi Shir fell in, but the Maitre Tav Kikr makes it a Shir Shalom. So you're just saying, well, that's what he was thinking. But why was he thinking that way if there's a din of Tav Kikr? So I hear what you're saying. Now, let me ask you a question. Chalev and Basar. Yeah, in other words, you could say maybe this, Rabbi Kaplan would say, maybe this Gemara held Tav Kikr's Rabbanim. And that would solve the problem, and then, boy, you can't ask a question of this Gemara, because this Gemara doesn't hold from Tav Kikr. It holds only the Rabbanim. In the Hanami, if you hold this Darais, it would be. And maybe this Gemara is holding Tav Kikr's Rabbanim. And that would answer the question. And then, Rabbi Natan. Is against this Gemara, but that's fine because he paskins the Tav Kikr Daraisa and Machlokas Hasugis. That would be also a good answer. The question is how, you know, that's the general. I told you Shas Cohen in the Sefer Kerem Yoshua, he says all Machlokas in Rashi, I think he quotes from Rav Chaim Volozhin, that all Machlokas in Rashi and Tosis could be defined in one way. That Tosfos always asks the kasha. How can you say this? Why there's Gemara elsewhere, right? So Rashi will say, okay, don't bother me with the Gemara elsewhere. This is this sugya, that's that sugya. But Tosfos has to cram in all the different sugyas, and everyone has to agree with everybody. So who said mehek tasi? Like Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig once said, the definition of pilpul is when you assume that everyone else has to assume everyone else's assumptions. and that's why you ask the kasha. But Meheki takes it, I have to assume your assumptions. I'm making different assumptions. And that's what Rabbi Tov was saying. Why do I have to fit into this Gemara that Tav Kikr is the Raisa? So this Gemara holds it to Rabbanu. And if Anami, if you hold it to the Raisa of this, and then Shalom all Yisrael. And then Rabbi Natan, we made the Tchias HaMesim on Rabbi Natan. We were just Mechai HaMesim, Rabbi Natan. Now there's another answer that's given, Binyan Yaakov has it, and that is Tav Kikr is Min B'Shein Amino, but it's Chalev and Basar Min B'Mino or Min B'Shein Amino. So you think, you know, there's a whole discussion how you determine what is by tam, by shame. But it could be that a piece of meat with the fat on the meat is considered an amino. And Mamela, that Gemara has nothing to do with Mimashein Amino. Not because Tam Kikr, the Rabban, like every Talmud said, but this is Mimbamino. So this is not a question of Tam Kikr. And that's the Ran says here on page 24. Alm of Chelov Basar Ikri. Chelov is Mikri Basar. It came to Rabbi Ravashi in the Sroinu. It's really the Mimbamino Mashishim. Kaimel Ochi, so it's Mimbamino. It's Mimbamino. So that could be. Right. So then there's a din of Midrabanan. You need shisha.
Where's
this man? In other words, he says both is algo, katishya also minatar, but it's mimamino. So in other words, if it's mimamino, it's nisad rabbanon, right? But it's nisad rabbanon on a heftzo that was originally said the thing that fell in is only the rabbanon, so I can be makel. I don't need me the rabbanon shishim, only shloshim. Now he's saying no, but the thing that fell in is a daraisa. So therefore, even though it's mimamino, don't be makel on the rabbanon that still requires shishim. The Ran is here on page 24 in the top. 24. I'm a Chelev Basar Ikri. Chelev is called Basar. Second line. And therefore it's called Mimamino. Okay. So this is a fascinating discussion.
It's
not a din of Tam Kikr Daraisa, because Tam Kikr Daraisa is only Bimim Shein Amino, and this is Bimim Amino. This is Chelev and fell into the pot of meat. So even though it's not meat and meat, but it's Chelev and meat. And Chelev is part of the meat. So maybe that's called Bimim Amino. And therefore, of course, you don't say the din of Hetin is Hafek, because that's only Mimim Shein Amino. This is Mimim Amino. And yeah.
Like what someone mentioned before, we're comparing Basar Minafai. So in that context, you would call Chelev Basar Minafai, because it's coming from the same animal. That's really what the Isser is.
So that's going to be a separate discussion. How do you don whether something's mimamino, mimshein amino, basha shma, basha taima, etc. But he's saying that basar and chelev is all. It's all.
Technically,
is basar too. Chelev is basar too. No, but who says? When chelev falls into basar, do you treat it as a mimamino? Do you treat it as a mimashein amino? So he's saying it's mimamino.
Mimamino is midaraisa, it's one of the road.
Right, so but midrabanan, you need shishim. So that Gemara, of course, is not going to hold from the concept of hetin is hapech, because that's only the mimashein amino, and this is not called mimashein amino.
Or
equivalent. Yeah. And therefore, the Chazon Ish's kasha is Rabbi Akiva Eger kasha is that won't be answered by this. Maybe we'll need Rabbi Tuchman or some other people to point out this is mamish the same thing that Chazon Ish was asking from that same Gemara. Someone points out my own. Someone points out that Rabbi Akiva Eger asked this on Rashi, the same exact type of kasha.
In the case of an individual, it's
No, because the thing that fell in is the rice. In the Panami. But we're trying to mevatel something that was in Issa d'Raisa versus something that was in Issa d'Rabbana. In other words, the whole discussion is, like what Reshif said, are you trying to mevatel something that is in Issa d'Raisa or something that was in Issa d'Rabbana? So that was the Gemara was saying. It depends whether the whole Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah or Mutar Min HaTorah.
You're asking from the
pool
onto
another,
so it could be
in Okanami, you're right. Oh, right, right. Yeah, in Okanami. In other words, Zakimar is, in Okanami, you would say,
You can.
Right. Does answer, right. And if you want to see more about this run, the Bir HaGro on page 22 quotes this run. In the tour, it says Isha Nisarav Hetem Mimu Shein Amino. It gives the example Chelav Shinisarav Babasar. The tour, but look in the Gra. Aval Aran Kasov Shehu Mim Bemino. And then he even quotes that Gemara. I'm just telling you what it says in the okay, I'm gonna say, so what I try to do today, and I wanted to go back to those same shitas and just bring that Gemara and have you think it through of how these shitas fall into that one short Gemara in Chul and Sariches and that one Rashi, and then just think it through, and it should work out good. Is there anything else I want to show? Okay, I think this is good for now. Think through, you gotta think it through. Think it through again, the four sheetas, maybe there'll be a fifth sheeta. Is there more than four? But four is good enough at this point. Okay, everyone say so. Well, Ben Zushem will continue on Wednesday.